Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alright, we're going to start on, actually it's verse 3, and the first page that you see here is the introduction to verse 3. You'll see verse 3 actually is on beginning on the page 23. But we'll read the introduction first, okay? So, repeat after me. I'll do it with the Sandhi first, and then I'll read through it without the Sandhi after you repeat after me. Nanu Atmana Ekatve.
Nanu Atmana Ekatve.
Sukha Dukadi Vivasta.
Sukha Dukadi Asvasta.
Vivasta.
Vivasta.
Sukha Dukha Adi.
Sukha Dukha Adi.
Vivasta.
Vivasta.
Nasyat.
Nasyat.
Tatahi. Sarva
Sharireshu. Sarva Sharireshu.
Yadi Eka Atma.
Yadi Eka Atma.
Bhavet.
Bhavet.
Tada Ekasmin Sukhini.
Tada Ekasmin Sukhini.
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 Sarva Eva Sukhinaha.
Sarva Eva Sukhinaha.
Prasajeran.
Prasajeran.
Sarvasya.
Sarvasya.
Abhisheshat.
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 Abhisheshat. Okay. Okay, that's enough for now. I'm going to read it. You just follow along as I put the Sandhi back in. Nanu Atmanaha Ekatve. Sukha Dukha Adi Vyavastha Na Syat Tata Hi Sarva Sharireshu Yadi Ekaha Atma Bhavet Tada Ekasmin Sukhini Sarve Eva Sukhinaha Prasajeran Sarvasya Abhisheshat. Okay? So, you'll hear the siren. Okay. As soon as you hear the siren, you can go take that off and turn it down low for me. Okay. I filled it up and.
Gotcha.
Okay. None of doubt. Okay? Atmanaha, of the Atma, ekatve. When there is oneness for the self, of the self. Remember the twa affects, the abstract, will govern the genitive. So in literally it says, when or if there is oneness, eka means one, ekatve, oneness of the self, means if the self is one. But if we use this abstract construction, it says, if or when there is oneness of the self for the self. Sukha, happiness or pleasure. Dukkha, pain or sadness. Sukha, dukkha. Pleasure, pain, happiness, sadness. Adi, etc. etc. Vyavastha. The Vyavastha. Now, Vyavastha has different meanings, and in working with Swamiji and also Sat Prakash Ananda, we have back and forth on how to use it. Vyavastha can mean the actual order or state or determination or rule, but it can also mean, and now I've changed my translation even since I gave you this, it can also mean state or condition, like the avastha-atraya, okay? The avastha-atraya-sakshi, now that's avastha. If I say via avastha, it can also mean separate experience, individual experience, because vi means to separate. It's a An upasarga, it's a preposition that goes in front of a verb or noun. Okay? And it has the meaning of separating, or it has different meanings, but one of the meanings is to separate. So if I say the avastha would be the avastha, I can take that to mean individual experience, the separate experience. And you'll see why that might be a good translation. We're still working on this. When I go back in the to see Swamiji, we'll talk about it again. Okay. Because it's not a word that's often used in this context, that's why. And it has different meanings. So
this is Vidyalanya?
No, we're in Hastamalika. This is
Vidyaranya
is bunch of okay, let's go. So let's take it. I'm taking it right now as individual experience.
Well, who wrote this? Is this Shankara's work?
It's attributed to Shankara, but we think probably it's one of the later Shankaracharyas because just of the style of writing.
Okay.
So if there is oneness for the self, sukha, dukkha, adi, vivastha, the individual, an individual experience of sukha, dukkha, etc. The etc. stands for just different vrittis, right? Or different emotions. So the individual experience of sukha, dukkha, nasya, cannot be there. Right? This is the Sankhya argument. This is Sankhya has used as an argument, it's actually a very weak argument, and it's an argument that all of the different darshanas attack because it's so weak.
Just turn it down?
Take the thing off and turn it on low.
Sounds like a train whistle.
Yeah. It's my harmonium. Yeah. Harmonium.
Oh, man.
I think I spilled that word.
I feel sorry for anybody who's going to be listening to this tape.
It's only water.
Yeah.
It probably put out the flame, though. No, it didn't put out
the
Okay, good.
At least it's not milk or something.
Yeah, I'm
not
sure
there's a straw. Okay. The Sankhya argument is they believe that there are many purushas. There's the prakriti, which is completely dual, sattva, rajas, tamas, and is the material that's responsible for the projection of the creation. And there are many purushas, many atmas. They call the atma the purusha. And for them, each purusha is limitless consciousness, which that itself is a problem, because if there's limitless consciousness, how can there be many? So that's, of course, one of the rebuttals, one of the attacks they'll have on the Sankhya. Nevertheless, that is their position. And the reason that they cite, one of the major reasons they cite for that, is because if there are many atmas, if there is only one atma, then every atma, if one person is happy, all would be happy. If one is sad, all would be sad. Right? So that's their reasoning for that. And that argument, of course, is something that is countered by all of the schools and of course, by Advaita. So Shankara, if we take Shankara to be the author of this, he is beginning this verse 3 with this argument as a lead-in to verse 3. And so it says, the nanu, this is the doubt, it's a Sankhya doubt. If there's atmanah ekatva, if there's oneness for the self, then sukha dukkhadi vyavastha, the individual experience of sukha, dukkha, etc., nasyat, cannot be. Syat is in the third person singular of the potential mood of us. Definitely cannot be. Can't be there. Tathahi, because tathahi means kind of to explain, but the idea is because tata, if it's like that, right? Tata, because if it's like that, then what? Because if like that, yadi, then dash. Sarva sharireshu yadi. If. In all the bodies, sharira is a body. You know, there's the sukshma sharira and the stula sharira, the physical body. Sarva sharira, so in all of the bodies, it's like saying in all of the beings, because they take each being to be a separate body. So sarva sharira su, sarva all sharira body, eshu lokata pearl. Because if in all of the beings, ekaha atma bhavet, there is one atma. There is only one atma, right? If there is one self in all of the bodies, bhaved is again potential. If there is one self in all of the bodies, tada, then ekasmin sukhini. When, this is when locative, when one ekasmin, locative singular, locative singular for a pronoun.
Okay.
The pronouns are declined a little bit differently than the nouns. Mm-hmm. Right, so in some of the ways they're exactly the same, but in the plural nominative, plural they're different, and in the instrumental all the way down through the locative there's a difference. So we'll learn pronouns later. So here, ekasmin is the locative singular. Mm-hmm. Sukhini, locative singular from sukhin. So now, sukha, happiness or pleasure. Sukhin, the in affix, one who has.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it shows a person who, the one who's experiencing it. So the one who has happiness or pleasure. So ekasmin sukhini, when one person is happy, right? Ekasmin sukhini, because locative singular. When one person is happy, sarve eva. Sarve is pronoun, nominative plural.
Or sarve.
Sarve. Yeah, pronoun. The A drops there. Sarve eva sukhinaha. Sukhinaha from sukhin, nominative plural. So when one person is happy, ekasmin sukhini, sarve eva sukhinaha prasajeran. This leads to all being, this would result in all beings being happy. Prasaj, sometimes you don't have to translate it, but you can just say, is it, all beings would become happy. But the idea of prasaj, it means that if this is so, that would cause this to be so. When this being so, then this would be the necessary result of that. So I didn't translate it in that way because I just used the potential. I said, because I'm saying the same thing. When one person is happy, then all would be happy. Right? If
so
one person becomes happy, then all would become happy.
When we say ekasmin sukhini, then the to be is understood then?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's an absolute locative.
Okay.
When one is happy, all would be happy. You could say that would then necessarily all would become happy to account for this prasaj.
And then after that it does say sarva eva, not sarve eva, right?
Sarve. The sarva, the A drops.
Sorry, that's what you said.
Sarve is in the nominative plural for a pronoun. That's why the pronouns are different in the nominative plural. Instead of sarvaha, like ramaha,
yeah,
it's sarve.
Okay.
It's a pronoun indeed.
And then the A drops.
Mm-hmm. A drops because the A becomes I before any vowel, followed by any vowel. And then the ya, yakara,
mm-hmm,
optionally drops.
Okay.
Right, we just did that a few days ago. Yeah, okay, so now when the yakara optionally drops, then the two vowels don't come together. Remember that? I'll keep pointing this sandhi out because it's one that often kind of falls through the cracks. And if you don't remember it, right, it's very confusing because then you can think sarva. What is the sarva? Sarvaha. Well, that doesn't make any sense. It has to be plural. Right? Okay? So sarve eva sukhinaha. So, because then, if there's only one Atma in all of the bodies, then when one Atma, when one is happy, all would be happy. All would have to be happy. Everybody see that? Then, why? Sarvasya avisheshat. Vishesha means a differentiation or a distinction or a particularity. Something that distinguishes one thing from another. Avishesha means, for all of these Atma, for all of them, there is no distinction, right? So there are no many Atmas because there's no way to distinguish. There's no way to distinguish them one from another. So every Atma is the same. So there's you have the same Atma, you have the same Atma, you have the same Atma. So all of these Atmas really are all the same. There's only one. And therefore, if one feels happy, all must feel happy. Right? So the sarva is from the standpoint of the upadi, right? If you say that this body is different, this body is different, this body, then all of these atmas you say are only one. There's only one, because there's no way to differentiate them, because oneself, mm-hmm. then if this person is experiencing something, then this person must experience the same thing, because there's no differentiation being made between the Atmans, right? There's only one.
The Swamiji says, that dead cow, you have the dead cow in your stomach is not in mine.
Who's making this argument now? This is
the Sankhya's.
Huh?
This is a famous Sankhya argument.
Okay.
And he goes on now, so let's read further. Repeat after me. Evam ekasmin dukini.
Evam ekasmin dukini.
Sarva eva dukino bhaveyuhu.
Sarva eva dukino bhaveyuhu.
Bhaveyuhu.
Bhaveyuhu. Evam ekasmin
janati.
Janati.
Sarva eva janiyuhu.
Sarva eva janiyuhu.
Tataiva.
Tataiva.
Ekasmin jayamane.
Ekasmin jayamane.
Mriyamane va.
Mriyamane va.
Sarva eva jare jayeran.
Sarva eva jayeran.
Mriyeran. We'll stop there.
Mriyeran.
I'm going to read it with the Sunday. Okay.
You were supposed to do that first.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to read it, and you just follow along from Evam.
Okay.
Evam. Ekasmin. Excuse me. Dukini. Sarve eva dukinaha bhaveyuhu. Evam ekasmin janati sarve eva janiyuhu. Tataiva ekasmin jayamane mriyamane va sarve eva jayeran mriyeran. Okay? Evam, in the same manner. Okay? Evam. In the same way, same manner, in the same way. Ekasmin dukini. When one is sorrowful, and again, dukkha, dukin, the one who has the sorrow. So when one is sorrowful, sarve eva dukinaha bhaveyuhu. All would become sorrowful. All should become sorrowful. Bhaveyuhu is potential. So it can be definite. All would become sorrowful, or all should become sorrowful. If one person is sorrowful, then all should become sorrowful.
So they're using bhaveyuhu here for the dukkha example, but for when they said the sukha, they could have used
prasajjaran instead.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Because prasajjaran means it would definitely result in that. Bhaveyuhu, they would become. So same idea. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Evam ekasmin janati. Janati is a present participle in the locative singular of janja to know. Janati is to know. So nya of nya. So eva ekasmin janati. Nya becomes janati. But when we do in the ekasmin in the present participle, we said while one is knowing, when one person knows, is how we would translate it. I haven't really taught you this yet, the absolute locative when it's using a present participle, and you haven't learned the present participle yet. But it means ekasmin, when one, janati, when one knows, that's locative singular of a present participle of nya to know. So when one knows, sarve eva janiyuhu, all would know. If one person knows something, then everybody would know it. Right? Sarve janiyuhu is from nya to know. Janiyuhu is again in the potential third person plural. Sarve eva janiyuhu, all would know. It's a ninth gunna. You also haven't learned the ninth gunna yet, so that's why it's kind of confusing. Sarve eva janiyuhu. All which one person knows, when one person knows, then all would know. Tata eva. Similarly, before they, see, above they said evam.
Mm-hmm.
It just means the same thing. Tata eva. Similarly, indeed. Ekasmin. See how the nasal, when followed by a palatal, turns to the palatal nasal. We just had that on,
yeah.
Okay? Had that on last Saturday. Ekasmin jayamane, jayamane. When one person is being born, when one person is born, there's a present participle in the passive. When one person is born, mriyamane va, or dies. When one person is born, or mriyamane va, or dies. Sarve eva jare jayeran mriyeran. Everyone would be born or die. Okay? I wonder if I left out a va there. You don't really need it. You can provide it. Just want to make sure I don't have a typo.
This reminds me of an argument that Aurobindo was made.
No, they don't put it in there. You can supply it for yourself. Would be born or die. Take the va from the previous. Or else they have their own typo. You see what I'm saying? It just says jare, jayeran, mriyeran. You make your own connection. Everybody okay with that? Okay. Let's read the next one. Repeat after me. Evam, ekasmin.
Evam, ekasmin.
Badhe mukte va.
Badde
mukte
mukte
va sarva eva badyeran
sarva eva badyeran
badye badyeran mucheran
mucheran
iti. I'll break the sentence. Evam ekasmin badde mukte va sarve eva badyeran mucheran iti. These are again potentials. Okay. In the same manner, evam, when one is bound or liberated, baddha, from bad to be bund. Baddha is the past passive participle of bund, to bind. So badde mukte va. In the same manner, when one is bound or liberated, sarve eva, all would be bound, mucheran, liberated, etc. All would be bound or liberated. Everybody see? Iti thus. Okay. So he's finished. We wouldn't have to translate the thus. It means, okay, this argument has been completed, and now he says, repeat after me, nichaivam asti.
Na cha
evam asti.
Na cha evam asti.
Right? And this is not the case, right?
Apparently.
I don't think so.
We in English would say this is not the case, or it is not like this, right? Okay. Repeat after me. Tasmat ekatvam.
Tasmat
ekatvam. Atmano na bhavitum.
Atmano na bhavitum.
Arhati.
Arhati.
Ityata aha.
Ityata aha.
Break the sandhi. Tasmat. Remember the dental, the soft consonant, hard consonant goes to soft before a vowel or soft consonant. Tasmat ekatvam. Atmanaha na bhavitum arhati iti ataha aha. Okay? Tasmat, therefore, ekatvam atmanaha, the oneness of the self. And you could just say the self being one, the oneness of the self, na bhavitum arhati, is not able to be... It is not able, that arhati means is not capable, is not able, is not qualified to be. You just say is not able, right? This oneness of the self, na arva, is not able to be. There can't be, the self can't be one. Literally, that's what, the self is not able to be one. In English, we'd say the self can't be one. Sanskrit, it says, therefore, oneness of the self is not able to be. Right? But how would we say it? Then you can't really, we would say the self can't be one. It's not possible for the self to be one. That's another way you can say, arhati, but not possible. It can't be. It is, therefore, it is not possible for the self to be one. I wonder what I said. Oh, I said that. Therefore, it's not possible for the self to be one. I'll go through and say all the different ways in English we can say that. Which one do I want?
It was a good translation.
Yeah. Acha, thus, therefore, he, and I put in brackets the author, because Swamiji wanted me to always put that in brackets. I think it's a good idea. Because it's the author, it says, means Hastamalika says.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Everybody all right?
Yeah. No, I missed that last thing you said about the author.
If you know, in the translation, I put in brackets, for he says, he, in brackets, the author says. Hastamalika is the author.
And why does Swamiji want you put that in there?
Just for clarity. Just to make sure that you see that this is an introduction to the next verse, because all of this is a bhasha, it's a commentary. It's a commentary that is introducing the next verse.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Now,
oh, yeah.
Especially about deliberation.
Okay.
I'm going to chant. I'm just trying to remember this one. Mukha basako darpane drishyamano. Mukhatvat pratakvain naivasti vastu. Mukhatvat pratakvain naivasti vastu chirabhasako dhishu jivo pitadvata chirabhasako dhishu jivo pitadvata sanityo palabdhi swarupo hamatma sanityo palabdhi swarupo hamatma. So Sandhi mukha abhasakaha, it's compound mukha abhasakaha darpane drishyamanaha mukhatvat prithaktvena na eva asti vastu chit abhasakaha compound chit abhasakaha dishu jivaha api tadvat saha nitya upalabdhi swarupaha aham atma. Okay? Mukha, mukha is face. Abhasaka is a reflection. Mukha abhasakaha, the reflection of a face. The reflection of a mukha. Mukha abhasakaha. Darpane, darpane, mirror. The reflection of a face in the mirror. Drishyamanaha, mukha abhasakaha drishyamanaha. Present participle in the passive. The reflection of a face being seen in a mirror. The reflection of a face which is being seen in a mirror. Okay. So you see the two nominative singulars and then the locative, darpane. The mukha abhasaka nominative singular, which is drishyamanaha, which is being seen, darpane, in a mirror. Mukhatvat. Mukhatvat, you'll see more clearly in the bhasha, but it means because of being the actual face. I'll have to do it a little differently than that. Let me just do it. The actual face, mukhatvat, the faceness, the real face. Okay. Pritak means separate. Because of being separate, pritak, separate, Okay, from the actual phase. Na eva astu, na eva asti vastu. There is no vastu. There is no thing. There is no real thing. A vastu means a thing. Na eva asti vastu. There is no real thing. There is no vastu which is separate from the actual face. Right? So look at my translation. The reflection of a face seen in a mirror is not a real object separate from the face. Okay. This tvena, this is called an itambhave. The vastu there's no vastu which has for its nature the state of being separate from the actual face. The mukhatva is the actual thing. There is no vastu. Now that tvena, it's called itambhave. It's an instrumental which is used to show the characteristic or the nature of something. Comes frequently, and so you have to know about itambhave, you know, that shows the thusness, the isness of the thing, the reason for it. Because otherwise we just take it as an instrumental, the means, or either as the means that you do something like I hit the ball with a bat. That's instrumental. Or I go with somebody to the store. That's instrumental. Or he fell asleep because of being tired. That causal also can be used as instrumental. This is intambhave when it shows the actual condition of something. So here what he's saying is the reflection of a face that's being seen in a mirror, right, is not a vastu. It is not a real vastu separate, which is separate from the actual face. The mukhatvat prithaktvena. It's not a real, it's not a real vastu, it's something being separate from the actual face. Okay? Then he says, chid abhasakaha dishu jivaha api tadvat. Just like that. Okay? In that same way. The chid abhasakaha jivaha api, the jiva also, is a chidabhasaka, a reflection of consciousness. A reflection of consciousness. Dishu, in the buddhis. The jiva also is a reflection of consciousness in the buddhis. Right? Dishu buddhi. Buddhishu. Right? The jiva also is a reflection of consciousness in the buddhis. Tadvat. Vat. Like. Remember vat as an indeclinable means like. Really remember that? Now tadvat, like that. Right? Saha, that nitya, timeless, upalabdhi, consciousness, swarupa, aham atma. I am that one whose nature is nitya upalabdhi swarupaha.
Okay. So in the translation, when you say the jiva also is but a reflection of the consciousness seen in the mind,
it doesn't say seen, but if you make it parallel construction, when you do parallel construction, you borrow the words that you need. You could leave it out, but a reflection of consciousness. I'll make a quote then if I want to leave it out.
I was just curious.
No, it's a good point. There's no problem with borrowing because you're making a parallel construction. But let's say if I say the reflection of the face, and I decided to add being seen, even though it's instead of seeing, I added being seen. The reason he says the drishyamana is because the reflection of the face is only going to be there when it's being seen. If you walk away from the mirror, the reflection is gone. And so it's something that has to be occurring while you're looking into it. So now say if you're there, you're looking into a mirror, now there's a reflection, since you're looking into it, there's a reflection that's actually being seen in the mirror. Right? So I just said the reflection seen in the mirror. You could say, just to be more exact, the reflection that's being seen in the mirror, right? there is no that is not a real thing separate from the actual face. Like that, the reflection of consciousness in the buddhi, you could just say in the minds. That might be better. Yeah, because that being seen can bring out some more problems.
Yeah,
so I could just say the reflection of consciousness in also the jiva, like that the jiva, which is a reflection of consciousness in the, like that the jiva is but a reflection of consciousness in the mind. I said that, but I use seen. I'm thinking of getting rid of the seen. I think that's good. Yeah. See, this is why I wanted to do the class with you.
You see, he was not trying to get
all praise to Kiki.
No, I want the feedback. That's why this is so important to me, really. Yeah. So if you see something like that, I want to know. I think that's good. I am that selfish nature as timeless consciousness.
Acknowledgement.
I've given acknowledgement to all the everybody. I'll list all your names. Is everybody okay with the verse?
Yeah.
Now the Bhasha is going to be to explain the verse, so. All right, we'll do a few more minutes and take a break, okay? Repeat after me. Mukha basakaha.
Mukha basakaha.
Mukha pradibimbaha.
Mukha pradibimbaha.
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 Darpana dao.
Darpana dao.
Nanakareshu.
Nanakareshu.
Darpaneshu.
Darpaneshu.
Iti yavat.
Iti yavat.
Drishyamanaha.
Mukhatvat
Paramarthataha
Mukhasvarupatvat
Swarupatvat
Prithaktvena
Bhedena
Na
Vidyate.
Okay.
Now, what we have to do here when you're reading a bhasha, you always have to go what they call to the mula. Mula, that's the verse. You go to the root, right? So here, he's starting by taking mukha abhasakaha, first word of the verse, and defining it. Mukha pratibimbaha. Pratibimba means reflection. Abhasaka means reflection. So the reflection of the face means the reflection of the face. He's just giving a synonym. Okay? Now, look at in the verse, darpane. He just uses the locative singular one mirror, in a mirror, the reflection of a face in a mirror. Shankara wants to expand that. He says, darpana dao, in a mirror, etc. So you can have a reflection of the face in a mirror or in some water or, you know, in a shiny piece of metal. So there's many reflecting surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, locative singular, darpana dao, in a mirror, etc.
And why would darpana be?
Locative. Adi, adao.
Oh, sorry.
Darapana adao, in a mirror, etc. Now he wants to say what he means now. Nana kare shu, darapane shu. In mirrors, darapane shu, nana kara, which are of many forms, in many types. Nana means manifold. Akara means form. Nana kara means many different kinds. So in many different kinds of mirrors. So I just said in mirrors and many different kinds of reflecting services. Okay? Iti yavat, thus. Iti yavat means thus, so much for that. Right? Drishyamanaha, being seen. So he doesn't, drishyamanaha is from the verse. He doesn't say anything about it because he doesn't need to. So being seen, the reflection of the face, which is being seen in many reflecting surfaces, in the mirror, in many mirrors, in mirrors, etc., in many different types of mirrors. Then what? Mukhatvat, from the verse. Okay? Mukhatvat, from the verse. What does it mean? Paramarthataha mukha swarupatvat. From the actual face. Paramarthataha means the real, that which is real. It's fifth case. Mukha-swarupa-twat is also fifth case. From the actual being of the face, of the actual face, of the real face. Paramartha means real, right? So the face which is real. So I just put from the actual face. Do you see that? From the swarupa, from the being, from the nature of the real face. Okay. Then he says, everybody see that? Mm-hmm. Then the next word from the verse, pritak tvena. Pritak means, well, the twa means being separate. Bedena means being separate. Pritak means beda. Okay? Na vidyate. It is not something which is separate. Okay? That's itambhave. Right? The reflection. Na vidyate. It is not. Bedena. It does not exist as something separate. You could say, the reflection of the face does not exist as something separate from the actual face. Navidyate, vid means to be.
It seems to me it'd be better to say it does not exist separate from the face. Mm-hmm. If you say as being separate from the face somehow, I think it's
tough. Let's see how I said it. Has no separate being apart from the face, from the actual face in reality. I don't really even need the in reality. I was trying to... The reflection of a face being seen in a mirror and many other types of reflecting surfaces has no separate being apart from the actual face.
But the in reality works well, though.
It's
kind of because of Paramartha.
Paramartha, that's why I put it in there. Paramartha. But because it's fifth case, the using of the fifth case with that tessel, the taha affix, it paramartha taha means in, will be used adverbially as in reality. Mm-hmm. I could take it as adverbial, or I could take it also as an adjective to mukha svarupatva, you know, because of being separate from the swarupa, the real swarupa of the actual swarupa. You see what I mean? Or I could say just from the nature of the face, because of being separate. So mukha pratibimbaha na vidyate. The reflection, I could just say the reflection of the face is not separate. But what we really want to stress is it doesn't have a separate existence.
But why not say it does not exist separate from the face? Because it does exist in a sense. It exists as a reflection. But it doesn't exist separate from the face.
Okay, I'll think about that. Reflection of a face being seen in a mirror and many other types of reflecting surfaces does not exist separate from the face. I'll work on it. I'll see.
No separate existence.
You could say it has no separate existence also. There's... Okay, I understand the complaint there. I'll look at it. Let's go on. But does everybody see the grammar here? Okay. Should we just take a stand up, Frank, since we're only going till 11:30? Okay, we're on the second, on page 23, Yajjapi. So we see that. Did we read it? No, we have to read it. Yajjapi.
Yajjapi.
Mukha bhasako nama.
Mukha bhasako nama.
Vastu nastyeva.
Vastu nastyeva.
Nastyeva. Vastu.
Vastu.
Nastyeva.
Nastyeva.
Tatapi.
Tatapi.
Upadhi bhedat.
Upadhi bhedat.
Paramartha sattva.
Paramartha sattva.
Mukhat.
Parasparam.
Cha.
Cha.
Te mukha bhasaka.
Te mukha bhasaka.
Binna pratiyante.
Binna
pratiyante.
Pratiyante.
Sandhi. Yadi api. Mukha abhasakaha nama vastu na asti eva tatha api upadhi bhedat paramartha sattaha mukhat parasparam cha te mukha mukha abhasakaha binnaha pratiyante. Okay? Yadyapi, those two are yadyapi, yadyapi, even though. Okay? Even though, in Kanbo, yadyapi, even though, mukha abhasakaha nama, the reflection of the face. Nama can just mean, not always means what is called or the name. It's indeclinable, but can be the indeed, emphasis. Indeed, the reflection of the face, vastu na asti eva, is not a vastu. Right? It's like nama, you all know this. We all know that the reflection of the face is not a vastu. Page 23. We waited for a while and then we thought you were.
I'm a bad boy.
Oops, I didn't do this. There you go. Just for the sake of the tape, Edward Yadyapi, you see that?
Yadyapi?
Where we left off? Page
oh,
turn.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just going to read this for the tape. Yadyapi, mukha abhasakaha nama, vastu na asti eva. Tata api, upadhi, bhedat, paramartasattaha, mukhat, parasparam, cha, te, mukha, abhasakaha, binnaha, pratiyante. Yadyapi, even though, mukha abhasakaha, the reflection of the tape, nama vastu na asti eva, is definitely not a vastu, a thing. Okay? Tathapi, still. So you see the yadyapi and tathapi, they go together. Yadyapi, even though, tathapi, still. Even though it's like that, tathapi, still. Upadhi bedat. Because of the difference, bheda, because of the difference of upadhis, conditioning adjuncts. There's our upadhi word, okay? Upadhi, bheda. Fifth case, because of the difference of upadhis, paramartha sattaha mukhat. From the self, which really exists, sat. Fifth case, from the self, whose existence is real. So you could say from the actual self, from the real self. Sat means existence. Paramarthika satyam. Paramartha sattaha. Whose being is paramartha. So you would say from the self which really exists, which has true existence. So I just said from the actual face, from the mukha. Parasparam, each other. Parapara, parasparam, other. And each other. It's an indeclinable, and from each other, those mukha basakaha, those reflections of the face, right? Mukha abhasakaha, abhasakaha, nominative plural, of the face, the compound, te those, mukha abhasakaha, those reflections of the face, binnaha patiyante, patiyante appear. They appear as binnaha, different. They appear to be different. Okay. So what does it say? Even though the reflection of the face is not a real thing, it's not a real vastu, still these reflections of the face appear to be different from each other. And from the actual face, because of the upadhi bheda, because of the difference in the upadhis. Okay. You see what they're saying? It's like there are many reflections. Even though these reflections, they're not real, but nevertheless, there are many reflections and they all appear to be different. Right? They appear to be different from the actual face as well as from each other. Because of the difference in the upadhi. Right?
Which is the upadhi?
The mirror. Like, say if there's a mirror, Yeah. And he'll going to get into this. Oh. But just to explain, the mirror here is the upadhi of the face. Right? So there's the actual face, and then there's the reflection that takes place in the upadhi. But if you have this mirror here, this mirror here, this mirror here, this mirror here, there's going to be many different reflections. And the reflections they're all different, appear different from the self. Mm-hmm. Right? And also different from each other. Mm-hmm. And then he'll go into examples like, I'm doing a little bit more, but one of the mirrors can be dusty. One can have spots on it. One can be concave. Mm-hmm. Right? Because so there's a difference in the mirrors. The reflections themselves will appear to be different from each other in that way, and also just because there's more than one mirror.
And then you can't tell which one's real.
Well, none of them are.
Okay, does everybody see the Sanskrit?
Right.
Carol, can you just give a clarification of upadhi?
Upadhi, we translate as conditioning adjunct, and what we mean by that is where the ahankara can mistakenly land, okay. Like the physical body is an upadhi, because I can say, I am the body. The mind is an upadhi, because I can say, I am the mind, or I am the thought, or the emotion. The sense organs are upadhis, because I can say, I see, or I am blind. So there's an identification of the atma with whatever it is. If that identification can take place, then we call it an upadhi, a conditioning adjunct.
Thank you.
And for the wise man, those are burnt seeds, right? I mean,
for the wise person, the upadhis are seen as upadhis. Mm-hmm. For the ajnani, the upadhi is myself. That's what we mean, because that's where the ahankara, the I notion, can land there. Say, I am that. Right, so that's what makes it a conditioning adjunct.
Does upadhi have a connotation of being a physical substance?
No, because it can be the mind also. Any place. Any place where there can be a misidentification, an adyasa, that thing becomes an upadhi for you. The word upadhi is usually used in reference to the jiva. Right.
What do you mean by that?
But we can say for Ishvara, we use it as the Maya Upadhi. The whole Maya Upadhi is the conditioning adjunct for Ishvara, or the whole Maya Upadhi. We say Sameshti Upadhi, the total Upadhi. So there we use it for Ishvara. But when we're using, because this is Ishvara's being, but then we bring in Avarna Vikshepa, there's no Avarna for Ishvara, there's just that this is the Upadhi for Ishvara. Ishvara's upadhi.
We don't have it that way.
You have the jiva upadhi.
Yeah.
We can say this, the jiva upadhi and Ishvara upadhi. Ishvara's upadhi is the whole maya, the sameshti, the total. The jiva upadhi is the limited upadhi. Right? But here when we're talking about it as a conditioning adjunct, it's where the misidentification. Yeah. Oh. Everybody okay now with this section? Let's go to the next. So repeat after me. Tathacha.
Tathacha.
Upadhi gata.
Upadhi gata.
Malinatvadi dharmaihi.
Malinatvadi dharmaihi.
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 Upadhi gata malinatvadi dharmaihi. Okay. Malinatvadi dharmakaha.
Patiyante.
And similarly, tatacha. And in the same way, right? Tatacha. Upadhi gata. That which belongs, that which is obtaining in the upadhi. You don't say that's what has gone into the upadhi. Gata comes from gum. It's a past passive participle. It means is gone. It's gone into the upadhi. In English, we would say that which is abiding in, that which is obtaining in the upadhi. What is? Molinatva. Molina means impurity or dirt. Molinatva can be dirtiness or an impurity. So dirty, being dirty, dirty, etc. Molinatva, being dirty, adi, etc.
Is that a stain?
It's not a stain, exactly. There's another word for stain. It just means it being impure, being dirty, being dusty, having specks of dirt, that You know, so you could just, being dirty is good for molina. Is it in Hindi also?
Man. It's called man in Hindi.
And what does it mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Because stain is different from man.
Stain, we in English also, and in Sanskrit
and
also.
It's actually like something on. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so because of the dharmas, because dharma means attribute or quality. It's an often way that dharma is used. The dharma has a lot of meanings, right? So dharma as attribute or quality is a very well-known way. Because of the attributes, adi, such as being dirty, or dirtiness, abiding, obtaining in the upadi, in the conditioning adjuncts. One note here, again, when you have a compound, except for the last member where they actually have an affix, like dharmaihi, instrumental plural, whether the words in the compound are singular, dual, or plural depends on the context, right? So I could say here, by the dharmas such as dirtiness, etc., obtaining in the upadi, the two upadis, or the three or more upadis, right? I have to decide. So I'm going to say upadis because we're speaking in the plural here, right? So by the attributes such as being dirty, such as dirtiness, obtaining in the upadis, malinatvadi dharmakaha, the attributes, the dharmaka. Dharmaka means the thing which has the attributes. The malinatvadi dharmakaha. Yeah, I did this in an easy way in the translation that I want to see. Let me just think for a minute. Well, let me do it how I did it. The attributes such as Then I'll tell you what the problem is, and maybe you can help me with the translation. The attributes such as being as dirtiness, malinatvadi dharmakaha, pratiyante, they appear. Where do they appear? In the dharmi, right? They appear in the actual face. So dharmakaha, if that's what it's saying, right? These attributes appear in the dharmi, the thing that has the dharma. Right, the attributes such as being dirty, they appear in the dharmi because of the. So these dharmas such as dirtiness, they appear in the actual face, is the idea. Because of the dharmas, because of the attributes such as dirtiness that are obtaining in the upadi, they are mistakenly appear in the actual face. So I just say that. And similarly, attributes such as dirtiness appear, brackets, to belong to the actual face, because of the attributes such as dirtiness that obtain in the conditioning adjunct, the mirror, etc.
Well, you could kind of reverse that if you wanted to. I don't know if you want to, but to make better sense in English.
Go ahead.
Something like, because the dirtiness of the conditioning because the conditioning adjunct is dirty, then the actual face appears to be dirty. I mean, reversing it seems to make more sense.
I could reverse. But the problem that I'm having.
But that doesn't stick to the way it's put in the Sanskrit.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. Is it gas? I smell gas. Do you smell gas too?
What are you doing?
I smell gas.
No, it's okay.
Make sure the pilot's on.
Oh, the flame is
on. Oh, the flame's on, then it's okay.
So, there's only one pilot, right? Yeah, it's on.
I think I was going to keep it like this. The dharmakas means just take it as attributes such as dirtiness. Molinatvadi dharmakaha. The attributes such as being dirty, dirtiness. Appear. They appear because of the attributes which are existing in the upadi. Okay. Because of the attributes such as dirtiness, which are obtaining in the upadi. Okay, for everybody, do you see this? It's in the Sanskrit there. What's literally in the Sanskrit, the dharmakas, the dharmas, the attributes such as dirtiness, malinitwadi dharmakaha, patiyante, appear. Okay? They appear. Upadi gata malinitwadi dharmaihi. Because of the dharmas, which, such as dirtiness, which are obtaining in the upadi. Tadvat, so repeat after me.
Tadvat.
Mukha-bhasaka-vat.
Mukha-bhasaka-vat. Mukha-bhasaka-vat.
Chira-bhasakaha.
Chira-bhasakaha.
Atmanaha. Patibimbo. Dishu. Buddhishu. Drishyamano. Jiva ityuchyate.
Jiva ityuchyate.
Yaha. Soham atma.
Soham atma.
Jivaste.
Jivaste.
Upadi bhedat.
Upadi bhedat.
Bhinnaha.
Bhinnaha.
Pratibhasante.
Pratibhasante.
I'm going to read it with the Sindhi. Tadvat. Mukha abhasakavat, chit abhasakaha, atmanaha, pratibimbaha, dishu, buddhishu, drishyamanaha, jivaha, kiti uchyate yaha. Saha, aham, atma, jivaha, te, upadhi, bhedat, bhinnaha, pratibhasante. Okay? Tadvat, like that. Tadvat is from the verse. So what does it mean? Mukha abhasakavat, like the reflection in the mirror. I mean, like the reflection of the face. You see that? Tadvat means like that, from the verse. So he says, what is like that, like what? Mukha abhasakavat, like a reflection of the face, means what? So now what? Chid abhasakaha is from the verse. Okay. What does it mean? Atmanaha pratibimbaha, the reflection of the self. Chid abhasaka, the reflection of chit, of consciousness, means what? Atmanaha pratibimbaha, the reflection of the self. Atmana has genitive singular there, from Atman, Pratibimbaha, nominative singular. Dishu, from the verse. Dishu means what? Buddhishu. In the buddhis, in the minds. When buddhi is just being used generally, you don't really want to say, at least this is from Swamiji himself, you don't want to say just in the buddhis, because if you say buddhi, it distinguishes it from the manas and the chitta and the ahankara. So there you can use buddhi just generally, meaning the mind. Just like you can use manas generally, or chitta generally, meaning the mind. Right? So if you're going to say intellect, that means that you're making a differentiation between those four. Here, because there's no differentiation between the four, you want to use the bigger word, more encompassing word. Yeah, mind. So in the minds. Okay? And in English, if you want to say in every mind, you can, but it just literally what says is said there, buddhishu, in the minds, drishyamanaha, being seen. Now, do you see where we kind of looked at the translation of the verse, whether or not we want to use drishyamanaha there? But do you see how he's bringing it down?
Yeah.
The jiva, drishyamanaha, jivaha. The jiva, which is being seen in the minds. He's bringing drishyamanaha from the previous, from the example. Drishyamanaha is used as the reflection of the face, being drishyamanaha, being seen, darpane, in the mirror. Now he's showing you there's a parallel construction. So he's bringing the drishyamanaha down from the example into what we call the darshtanta, what the example is an example of. So he says, Drishyamanaha Jivaha. Jiva's from the verse, he doesn't translate it. The Jiva, so it says, Tadvat means Mukha Basakavat, like the reflection of the face. Chira Basakaha, the reflection of consciousness, means Atmanaha Pratibimbaha, the reflection of the self. Dishu means Buddhishu, in the minds. Drishyamanaha, being seen. Jiva, the Jiva, which is being seen. Like that, the Jiva, which is seen, which is seen, which is being seen in the minds, is a reflection of the self. Okay? Thus uchate. Iti uchate. Thus the, it is called, that is, jiva iti uchate is from the verse. How do they say that? Oh, no, they don't. Okay. Thus it is said, yaha, he who, okay, iti uchate, thus it is said, then yaha, he who, that yaha is going to tie the saha. There is no yaha in the verse, right? And so you have to supply it. Because the second, the last line always says, I am that atma whose swarupa is nitya upalabdhi, is timeless consciousness. I am that atma who is called the jiva, right? I am the atma who is called the jiva, which is seen, which is but a reflection of the self seen in the buddhi, right? So I am the self, right? Who is called the jiva, which is a reflection of me being seen in the buddhi.
Well, how can you tell this sense of me? How can you tell whether it's coming from Brahman or the mind?
Because it's in reference to this verse, just as the mukha basaka, the reflection of the face, has no substance, it has no being. So in the previous part of this basha, he's talking also about how the reflection has no existence. There's nothing there apart from the self, right? So that the, now think of it, this is actually a good exercise. You see a reflection of yourself in the mirror, okay? So there you are. But where is the self experience? It's only me, right? The self experience is only in the actual vastu. There's no experience at all that belongs to the reflection. But you can say, that's me, there I am. But the self experience only belongs to the self. It means, in this case, to the face itself. Right? There's no substance there at all. Similarly, you identify yourself with the buddhi. Right? That's me. I'm thinking this, that's the ahankara, because upadhi is located there.
Right.
So it's as though you're reflected there, because you say, I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm thinking, I'm doing this, so I'm there, right? They say that's reflection of me. But where is the self experience located? Only in the atma. Only in the self. Not in anything that's reflected there.
Really?
Okay? That's very important. So this is really a nice verse for reflection. Okay, so where are we?
Carol?
Yeah.
I have a question on the transliteration where it says jiva iti uchate. It's G-I-V-A-T-J-A.
Oh, you know why? That was a typo and I didn't correct it there. Thanks.
Oh my God. Do you think there's any more in here?
Yeah. We have to really look for typos and help me with that. And in fact, when I finish this, I'm going to have to go just word by word in search of typos.
Well, that would be a good job for Kiki.
She's going to be happy to do it.
Yeah. I might give it to some of us to do after I do my best. Because even, you know,
the expressive eyes is so good.
Yeah. You know, your mind compensates for the typo.
Yeah. This is online anyway, so you know, my mom could look at it. She's used to doing this. So.
Yeah. Wait till I get it right, so she doesn't have to do extra work. Okay, so here we are. Now let's look at I am that atma who is the jiva being seen in all the many minds. Now, saha, aham, atma. Right? He's putting it in word order now. I am that self. I am that self who. Now, this is an awkward sentence. I ended up translating what exactly it's trying to say. But when Swamiji and I were working on this, we decided, okay, for now, when you say saha aham atma, that, saha aham I, atma, I am that. I am that self. Yaha who. Right? So you could all actually take this, I am that self who, and then go on with the rest of the verse. And then take this last part as separate. So let's do that first, and then I'll tie it together for you. So you as though put a period after atma for the time being, okay? Mm-hmm. Then jivaha te, the jivas, nominative plural, right? The jivas, te they, upadi bhedat. So jiva, you could say those jivas, upadi bhedat, because of the difference of upadis, binnaha pratibhasante. The jivas appear to be different. They appear as being different. They appear as those jivas appear as different, because of the difference in the upadi. Mm-hmm. Now, what he really means to say, we believe, because it's what this is just an easier way of saying it, is I am that atma who appears to be different jivas. Who appears as different jivas because of the difference in the upadis. So I am that self. These different jivas appear due to the different conditioning adjuncts. That's the closest I could come. So look at how I did it here, trying to make up for the awkward Sanskrit. Jivaha te. These jivaha te binnaha. These different jivas pratibhasante. They appear. They shine. They shine after the Atma. These different jivas shine after the Atma, upadi bedat, because of the different upadis. But what it's really trying to say is, I think, the Atma appears as different jivas because of the difference in the upadis. So it's a very awkward...
But the Atma appears to be different.
The Atma appears as different jivas, right? I am that Atma. These jivas appear as different from me because of the different upadis. I appear as different jivas because of the different upadis. I appear as these different jivas because of the different upadis.
Do you like various as much as different?
When we use various, it usually means nana. Because when you say various, it has the not only separate, but different in quality too.
But in the sense that is what's being said, that's why I bring it up.
I know, but that's not the word they use.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, the word they use for that is nana. So anyway, maybe...
But you know, also, reversing it makes more sense in a way. But
tell me.
It's effective with the Sanskrit. Because of the different upadis, because of the different upadis, I, the Atma, appear as these different jivas.
Right, and the problem, that's exactly how I had it translated initially, but I'll tell you what the problem is grammatically.
Mm.
Pratibhasante is in the plural. See? And if I say, because of the difference of upadis, I appear. Or the Atma appears. That's singular. But so, since they have it plural, we even thought, could it be a typo?
What do they have as plural? The Atma?
Ante, pratibhasante. So it's the jivas that appear. Because jivas are plural, te, jivaha, pratibhasante, right? The jivas, they appear. These jivas appear.
But it's almost redundant because the jivas and the conditioning adjunct are really the same thing. I mean, they're synonyms.
These jivas appear as various because of the different upadis.
Don't you think they're kind of synonyms, the jivas and the upadis?
Well, the jiva is the reflection of consciousness.
Right.
So it's the I. So you could say, I am tall, I am fat, I am thin, I am happy, I am sad.
Right.
So the I remains the same, but it appears as different. So the jiva is that I that's reflecting in all of the different upadis.
Right.
There's only one oneself, but the I appears in all of these different upadis as being different because of the upadis.
Right.
The I appears as different. The I appears as different jivas. While the I appears as look at the verse again.
How about I am that self which appears to be different jivas due to the different conditioning. I am that self which appears to which appears as.
Yeah, but you still have a problem of the plural in the Pratibhasan too. Because the plural, so you can't say I is singular, first person. Atma is singular, third person.
Yeah.
So the jivas is the Pratibhasan te is plural.
Oh,
so you can't say Atma Pratibhasan te.
I think that's a typo.
We thought about that.
I do, because it doesn't really. I mean, they're really.
Well, how can you determine whether it's a title or not? Is there any determining way?
Ask
Swamiji. No, Swamiji and I have already gone over and over this. You just.
So there's no expert on this, huh?
There's no expert. Except the guy who wrote it.
Yeah, exactly. He's gone.
All right, let's stop there. Okay. Stay up there. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnamat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.